Gregory I, our saint of the day, was a significant pope. We should understand that from the whole "the great" that follows behind his name. More than his administrative work or even his spiritual reflections on bishops as doctors of souls, St. Gregory's most lasting contribution can seem to be the music he gives name to, Gregorian chant, that deeply evocative, controlled prayer sung by the church. While a music lover, Gregory is not thought to have written pieces or even instructed the use of these certain chants. Rather, it seems he collected some of the Roman chants, categorized and organized them some. He didn't really create, he assembled. With a name like Gregorian chant, it sounds like it would be a bigger role for him, but Gregory had the authority to assemble. That's really what popes do, right? Because of their privileged position, they can help us assemble different aspects of our faith, taking from the tradition. It's an authority that points not to oneself or one's papacy, but the ultimate authority. With authority and power, he commands unclean spirits, and they come out. This is the crowd's reaction to Jesus' driving the demon out in our gospel this morning. Jesus is our authority, shows us God's power then and now. So how can we assemble something that points on to that, that points on to him? Gregory had the authority to assemble. May we be about that task today, pointing on to the ultimate authority.